You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on the first day of a new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. Let's have a look now at the JSE. A couple of good stories this morning. Well, I think so anyway. Storage came out with its results, and I spoke a little bit about that with David Shapiro on Shapiro World, so have a listen to that if you want some more detail. But anyway, the share price closing up nearly 2%. Sorry, 1.2%. Omnia was the one that was up nearly 2%. They also came out with some numbers, and that company set fair given what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. And again, David Shapiro does mention that in our chat. And City Lodge, at around about 20 to 5 South African time, came out with an operational and trading update, voluntary. Share price closed 2.2% higher. Let's have a look now at the spot prices, where the South African rand is hovering just above 16 against the US dollar. Dollar rand 16.03, British pound against the rand 19.65, euro rand 16.89. Euro dollar, nothing going on there. The States is closed today for a holiday called Juneteenth. I don't know what that is, but anyway, markets are closed. So it's very, very thin conditions. 105.35, the euro dollar. British pound against the dollar, the cable, is 122.50. S&P 500 futures are open, or it'll be closing soon, I think. And they've had a good day, actually, or still having a good day, up 0.9% to 3,710, let's call it. The US 10-year Treasury yield, nothing going on there, obviously. South African 10-year, 10.24%, barely changed. The interesting one is Bitcoin, which is below 18,000 over the weekend, and it's bounced back by about 2,500, actually. It's around about 20,640 at the moment, which is a 4.2% gain. So the weekend action has been erased, essentially. Okay, let's have a look at commodities now, where the gold price is slightly better, but nothing because of the closure of the United States markets. Gold up $3 an ounce to $1,838.5. Platinum up a couple to $933 an ounce, and palladium is $47 an ounce higher to $1,837. Crude oil continues to be pressurized. It's bounced back off its lows. It was well below $113 an ounce earlier on. It's now $113.65 a barrel, up 0.5%. Crude oil in the States, the West Texas, up 0.33% to $109.96. And natural gas down another 2.5%, getting clattered, 6.76, that particular energy source. Just another couple of things. Iron ore down nearly 5%, steel just over 5% weaker. So commodities unraveling a little bit, and the CLB commodity index under extreme pressure. And that's before it takes into account the prices I've just mentioned. We'll find out that tomorrow morning. It only resets itself once a day. Okay, let's have a look at some of the movers on the JSE today. Starting with the gainers, HCI up 5.6%, Truworths up 4.5%, ShopRite 4.44% higher, Glencore up 4.3%, and Sasol has put on 4%, plus a little bit of change. On the downside, though, Bytes down 9%, Telkom down 5.5%. This thing has had a horrible time. It's now 32.76. Kumba Iron Ore down 5%, Northam's down 4.1%, and Impala Platinum down 4% as well. So three of the bottom five on my screen, anyway, are things that dig things out of the ground. And that plays to that theme I was talking about at the beginning, about commodities suddenly unraveling a little bit. Let's have a look now at the major indices of the JSE on a relatively quiet day, where I've got the resources index up 1.2%, industrials up 1.5%, and financials doing the best, up 2.75%. As for the major indices, I mean the overall indices rather, the top 40 up 1.7%, closing just above 60,000, 60,074, and the all-share index of the local exchange, 66,350, up just under 1.5%. I'll be back with more in the morning with the opening. I'll also have It's My Money tomorrow and also the double-header Dream Team edition of the 5 o'clock shadow. So stay tuned throughout tomorrow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.